Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange Open Mic session. Today's topic is Migration to WebSphere Commerce Version 7. My name is Joseph Lam, and this session will give you the opportunity to speak to our panel of experts on a variety of subjects related to today's topic. Moving on to slide number 2. In today's Open Mic session, we will start off by introducing to you our panel of experts for the day. We will then move on to give you a brief introduction to migration to WebSphere Commerce version 7. Next, our panel of experts will answer questions that were pre-submitted to us through email. Then, we will open the lines for live Q&A period. Finally, the session will end with a summary of the Open Mic session. Moving on to slide number 3. At this time, I would like to introduce to you our panel of experts for today's call. Our panel consists of Chen Fei Song, WebSphere Commerce Deployment Lead.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Chen Fei Song, a Senior Developer Lead. I've worked for WebSphere Commerce in IBM for more than 8 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Chen Fei. And then we also have Eric Wuchinski, WebSphere Commerce Level 2 Support.
Hi, everybody. My name is Eric Wuchinski with WebSphere Commerce Level 2 Support. I've been involved with the Commerce Support Team for several years now and working on a number of various customer migration projects as well.
Thank you, Eric. Before we get to the question and answer period, our panel would like to give you a technical overview of the topic. Moving on to slide number 4, and please go ahead, Chen Fei.
Thank you, Joseph. We are on slide 4. IBM has improved WebSphere Commerce migration process in the past few years. In this session, you will learn what has been done to reduce the migration complexity, risk, and the time costing to migrate. The session will also give you a deep dive in how to prepare and planning for migration for version 7. Slide 5, please. Since slide 5, for the time being, in this session, we'll only highlight a few key areas such as what's new in migration version 7 and give you some hints on that. So we will discuss on topics like the general migration flow, how the migration process has been improved to reduce the issues, and general changes in version 7 environment to be aware of, and some general preparation tips for migration. So we understand for every customer you're coming from different background and you have different requirements. So this session will try to give information as general as possible so that we can have our base on. Move to the next slide. Slide 6. WebSphere Commerce migration is enhanced incrementally from release to release. As you can see in the chart, we starting from version 5.6.1 until today's version 7, and we have planned moving to in the future for continuing enhancement. So we filed invention patent disclosure in version 6 and version 7. We are continuously working towards our goal to make migration simpler, faster, less downtime, less intuitive, and preserve customization to reduce total cost of the ownership. So let's start with version V5.6.1. There, we followed traditional scenario-based migration process, which is in-place scenario, switch-over scenario, coexistence scenario. So there, we have many command line scripts to be executed. You might have to execute up to 11 steps of the command. So this is taking longer time. And when we move to V6, we made a lot of change. First of all, we defined tier-based migration process, which are database tier, application tier, and web server tier. So we summarized the migration project into three phases, which planning phase, testing migration phase, and production phase. So we also introduced a UI wizard to implement the concepts of tiers and phases. So you could simply just following the wizard step by step to finish your migration. So you end up with four steps you need to follow. And move to V7, we have more enhancements there. We enhanced the migration engine to preserve customization in WASP configuration repository and custom modules in a year. So we also further enhanced release-to-release compatibility and extensibility in V7 to preserve customizations in the future migration. So here in V7, you could probably only do three major steps in migration. And in the future, we will focus on the reduction of downtime and tooling enhancement. And in general, we will cut down the migration time before. Typically, we spend 6 to 12 months. Now, you could only spend 3 to 6 months when you do the migration planning and sizing. So this is the estimation for that. Moving to next slide. On slide 7, we choose a migration wizard. The wizard was introduced in V6. As you can see, this wizard will enforce you to do migrate step by step so that you can go through the migration phases and also the three tiers. The migration wizard will help you to protect your previous production environment by asking you to back up all your database stuff and all your year stuff. And this wizard also will also does the WebSphere application configuration migration using its own scripts. So the other benefits for this wizard is user can mix using command line and using the UI. For example, if you are a very experienced migrator, you might feel comfortable to do migration using command line because you used to do that. So, and from some time, you want to use UI, but you don't know which step want to continue. You just start the UI in the upfront, and the UI itself will figure out where you stop and continue moving on for you. So this is very handy tool. Moving to slide V8. Slide 8. In this slide, we talk about the clustered environment migration. This is brand new in V7. V7 has the high-level steps allow you to migrate the cluster. We will first ask you to migrate WASP Deployment Manager using WASP migration scripts. And still using the migration scripts in WASP, you can migrate different cluster members one by one. And you use the Commerce Migration Wizard to migrate the primary node of Commerce. So after we've done this, the cluster will populate the WASP configuration and the migrated application for you by itself. So cluster migration becomes simpler in version 7. So let's go to the last slide for migration, which is slide 9. Slide 9 gives you a quick view about the custom code migration. So the custom code migration is a key factor affecting your migration sizing. The less migration code you have, the quicker you will be in the migration project. So in V7, you normally follow three steps to do migration of the customer code. So you will migrate in toolkit, and you will migrate in runtime, and then you will deploy your customer code from toolkit to runtime. So you could refer to the Info Center page following the path of migrating WebSphere Commerce Developer, migrating custom assets. There, it will give you a detailed step how would you consider your custom code migration. So as we can see in version 7, we mentioned again, migration of the management center is now part of a plugin in the toolkit. So we have the tool, which is a Delta tool. You can migrate it in the toolkit. And Then you can deploy your migrated project in step 3 we just mentioned to deploy your custom code from toolkit to runtime. So something here we need to be aware of migration of the custom code. So migration itself, by design, it keeps some APIs for at least 2 releases, which is Commerce API. So you don't need to worry about out-of-box function. This will be used release to release. And the migration wizard and migration script moves database, the out-of-box database and the schema for you, and it also keeps your customization data and the schema untouched. So you don't need to worry about it. And, of course, it also handles migration about the cluster. But, however, some of the code, customization code, the wizard does not take care of. So you need to look at it. If you look at the right-hand side of slide 9, so there are a bunch of code there. Some of them has been handled by the wizard in version 7 already. Some of them not. For example, migration does not enable new function in stores. Let's say you want to move from web 1.0 store to web 2.0 store. The migration does not do it for you, so you have to do it manually. And the EJBs, if you create EJB project from scratch, so that's okay. Your project will be capped by migration. But, however, if you extend an existing EJB project, then your customization will be overwritten during migration. You have to redeploy the EJBs on top of it. So in V7 right now, the WC Server XML, the bottom of this slide, and cache spec XML, that will be handled by the migration wizard. And also, the physical SDO will be migration by the wizard. And management center, you will be using the Delta tool to migrate it in toolkit. So the rest of it, you have to be care of, manually migrate them and make sure they are successful. So these are all the things I want to present for migration. I'll pass the phone to Eric for questions. Eric?
Thank you, Kenpei. Now I'd like to move over to slide number 10 to start talking about the questions that were pre-submitted and also the answers. So question 1, can we use the accelerator for everything that we use in WebSphere Commerce version 6 if you do not want to move to Management Center? And moving on to slide 11, I will answer the question. All the functionality that you've come to know and love in Accelerator in version 6 don't work in version 7 as well. Version 7, from a high-level overview, can be considered version 6 with Management Center, but it's not required to use Management Center. Moving on to slide number 12. For question 2, is the shipping promotion still considered as an adjustment with minus 7, which is the calculation user ID, or is there a change back to the 561 type of shipping discount? Moving on to slide number 13, the shipping adjustment is still minus 7 for the calculation user ID. There is no change between version 6 and version 7 for the calculation framework. So a lot of the changes that have already been made have been made in version 6. Moving on to slide number 14. For question 3, can we continue to use the activity token for web services session? A feature that was introduced in version 6, feature path 4. And now we'll turn the slide to slide 15. And yes, you can still use the activity token to identify and manage the WebSphere Commerce sessions in version 7. The activity tokens were introduced in version 6 as well, and they were not present in version 5.6.1. For the business context engine. And so looking after a new feature between 5.6.1 and version 7 that would be a note to be aware of. But as far as web services, in regards to question number 3, the same mechanism that was provided in feature path 4 on version 6 do exist in version 7. However, I would like to follow up with anybody who has any questions regarding this topic specifically to help me understand better about how you're using the attribute token in version 6. And I can follow up with my developer security team afterwards to get more additional information for you. And moving on to slide number 16 for question 4. Are there any changes in the out-of-the-box contract management for catalog and price filters? Slide 17, please. There are no changes to the contract until feature pack 2, and these are re-implemented in feature pack 2. Now, I just wanted to make sure that you're aware that we haven't formally announced feature pack 2 yet, so this is subject to change at any time and may not be included in feature pack 2. But the current target is feature pack 2 to re-implement the catalog and price filtering for the contract management tool. And move on to slide number 18. Does WebSphere Commerce version 7 make it mandatory for EJB to use EJB 3.0? This is a typical question that we tend to encounter a lot in the planning of migration efforts to make sure that we understand the scope of work involved in updating the custom asset. And Tempay discussed quite a bit on the custom asset migration slide about some of the things to be aware of, what will be need to be done manually and what are done automatically. So we move on to slide number 19. WebSphere Commerce version 7 does not require you to use EJB 3.0, but enables you to do so if you wish. Now, with the end of the pre-submitted questions and answers, I would like to turn back the presentation to Joseph.
Thank you to our panel of experts for answering the pre-submitted questions. At this point in time, Julie, we would like to open the lines for a live Q&A period.
Ryan Fenna, your line is open.
Yes, I have a question regarding the migration wizard and utilizing DB2 9.7.1. Does it handle this, or is it specifically coded for 9.5.4?
This is Chen Feisong, and I would like to answer this question. So migration wizard, it doesn't force which DB2 version it is. So you could use the DB2 version that you mentioned and using the wizard to migrate it.
Okay, so there's no issues because DB2 9.7.1 requires the install of Fixpack 1 and Feature Pack 1, I believe.
Fixpack 1 and Feature Pack 1. So basically you need to install a new database first, right?
Correct.
Install a new database first. But for to migrate your database, it doesn't allow you for the feature pack and feature pack stuff for your database data. But after you do migration, and to use the feature pack, you have to apply feature pack first, right? Which is the prerequisite for feature pack. So if you move to version 7 GM, you don't have chance to touch the feature pack and fix pack. So it totally depends. So if you want to, after you migrate, you want to move to feature pack 1 directly, you need to consider all that. Otherwise, leave it as is.
So which is the recommended route? Because I do want to go to the very end with fix pack and feature pack,
very end to the, then we should consider all problems there. But just we cannot just rely on saying the migration could work, the wizard could work for me. It worked for you, but in that stage, like to GM. Like in your case, you want to move to feature pack. We need to apply fixed pack and feature pack as well.
Prior to running the wizard.
Prior to running wizard, you apply fixed pack.
Excellent.
And then you migrate. After you migrate, you install feature pack. Enable feature pack.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Peter Silberg. Your line is open.
Great. Thank you. Today we're using a tool named BandD for deployment, for build and deployment. It's something software services put in place for us, so we don't know that much about it, but we know it's there and we use it for Commerce 6, and we're about to upgrade to 7. So now we wonder if this is the tool we should continue to use and try to get software services to make an updated version of or install an updated version, or should we use, in Commerce 7, there is a new tool for build and deployment, if I understood it correctly.
Dirk, I will help answer your question, the question regarding upgrading and migrating the BandD tool from version 6 to version 7. In WebView Commerce version 7, there is a new tool called WCBD, which is WebView Commerce Build and Deploy. And this tool you can actually use instead of BandD to manage your software code and build it into a deployment package and deploy it to your servers and your toolkit environment. So it's actually another WSTE topic later in mid-November that we'll be discussing the WCBD tool. And I would like to encourage you and as well as other people on this call to attend that WSTE to learn more about WCBD, and we can address your question further on that WSTE call, or if you would like, you can contact me directly, and I'll be happy to answer additional questions regarding the WCBD and the BandD tool.
That's great. Thanks a lot. We will definitely join the session, and we will ask you questions if we have any. Thank you.
Our next question comes to Majid. Your line is open.
What is the best recommended way of, like in version 6, we use advanced B2B direct store for building the B2B storefront, and in version 7, there is a new B2B store called Elite, so which is sort of more enhanced and having Web 2.0 concepts. So what is the best way of, we implemented all the code and we have a little bit customized. So what is the best way to migrate to the new store, new sort of, to leverage the Web 2.0 store, Elite?
Thank you, Derek. Again, I want to help answer that question regarding the migration of the advanced B2B direct store to the Elite store, which is now the new advanced B2B direct store. And most of the assets are the same, except for the differences in the piece to allow for more inclusion of Web 2.0 type of technology and inside the JSP presentation layer. So you can actually migrate your store as is without having to go to the Elite Store Framework, and that will continue to use the existing advanced B2B direct JSP and other information. But if you would like to migrate to a different store type, then that will be a little bit more involved process. You will have to update the references within the database to point to the new presentation layer, saying that you use the Elite Store data versus the Advanced B2B Direct Store data. And there's some tables in store ENT, and so forth that you can update the pointer to. and saying that this is now an elite store type rather than the advanced B2B direct store type. But if you would like to migrate the orders and the users and the inventory and the catalog, you can do a copy of the asset. I believe there is a white paper online, but it will take me some time to go find it. Could you send me an email regarding the question so I can get back to you with additional information? If you look at the PDF, my name on slide number 3 or 4, I believe it is, you can click on my name, and that will give you the hot link to my email, which is ericryb, the number 1@us.ibm.com, and you can send me an email, and we'll discuss this further offline. But thank you for your question. I would definitely like to help you answer that. But since it's an involved question, I would like to continue offline.
We do have a question from Peter Soberg. Your line is open.
I've seen in the migration guide that you recommend that we install Commerce 7 on separate hardware and then in production compared to our Commerce 6 installation that we have today in production. Would we be in major problem if we installed the version 7 in parallel with, I mean, on the same hardware as Commerce 6, not running them in parallel, but just install them on the same machine, just like I've done for the toolkit on my local box. I have both 6 and 7 installed in parallel. Is that highly not recommendable in the production environment, or what do you say?
Hi, this is Chen Feisong. Installing version 7 in parallel side-by-side to V6 is allowed, technically. You could do that. But in production environment, if you don't run V7 at all, so it should not be a problem. You just use it as a reference application, just look at file system or something you want to use. But if you want to use it in the production as well, because when you create instance, you want to run V6 as well, you need to at least configure your IP to using two different host names, something like that. And the other concern will be just the performance.
Okay, great. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, we won't run them in parallel, but then at least it is an option we should look at, that we can install them in parallel and then do a major switch over on production, go live.
So that should be okay. It should be okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Welcome.
We have no further questions.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you, everyone, for your participation in the live Q&A period. At this point in time, I would like to move on to slide number 22 and pass the presentation to Eric for a summary of today's session.
Thank you all for attending today's session in regard to the WST Open Mic on migration. I wanted to bring some attention to the information that we have available for you in our WebSphere Commerce Version 7 Info Center, as well as a white paper that's available. And on this slide, I put links for the migration guide, and as well as creating the migration plan to help plan out your migration phases and steps. And it's intended as a general guideline, and also a recommendation to help you reduce the migration downtime to make sure that your transition from an earlier version of WebSphere Commerce version 7 goes seamlessly. And also, I wanted to bring up a link for what's new in WebSphere Commerce version 7, which may be of interest for you to read through as well if you haven't read through it already. And with that, I will turn the presentation back to Jochen.
Thank you, Eric, for a great summary. At this point in time, we will conclude the OpenMind session.